Rather, OCPD patients believe that other people must conform to their ideas and practices as they do things the correct way. Another difference between people with OCD and OCPD is the self-imposed rituals and regulations of those with OCD. Usually, OCD patients have unique and nonsensical actions which they feel must be completed lest something bad should happen. On the other hand, OCPD patients are more focused on completing real-world tasks in an extremely formalized and disciplined manner. This is to the extent that flexibility and productivity are sacrificed. One of the most dominant characteristics of OCPD is a strict adherence to established rules and procedures. OCPD patients follow guidelines and regulations exactly as dictated, even if it means the loss of efficiency or flexibility. People with OCPD believe that choosing to disregard the rules put in place is the incorrect way of doing things. They will not even consider breaking established rules, even if those rules are difficult or complicated. Streamlining a process in a manner which deviates from the established norm is not in the nature of a person with OCPD. Moreover, an attempt to circumvent the provided instructions or regulations will cause severe cases of anxiety and potentially generate anger in the OCPD patient. The OCPD patient has a deep need for organization and order. These individuals are likely to be very compartmentalized and cannot function properly in the chaos of a messy atmosphere. Their desks are likely to be clear of debris or personal mementos and to be military neat. This tendency is shown not just in an organized workspace. The home of an OCPD patient is likely to be strictly regimented and systematized. People with OCPD are likely to enforce their need for a tightly controlled environment on those they love. The OCPD patient is likely to need every area of their home regimented, including the bedroom shared with a spouse or the children's rooms. This can generate considerable levels of stress for the family of the OCPD patient and may be responsible for high levels of tension or resentment. Family members may not understand the strict need for control that dominates the OCPD patient. However, for those suffering with OCPD, this strict regimen is more than just a preference. They have a legitimate need for order, and the lack thereof can generate intolerable levels of stress for the OCPD patient. In addition to their adherence to the status quo and their strong need for order, OCPD patients also have issues delegating responsibilities to others. People with OCPD believe that there is a strictly correct way of doing things, and they have little trust in other people to perform a task in the manner they like it done. The result is an unwillingness to delegate that can cause serious problems for the OCPD patient, including overwork, late or missing projects and assignments, and high stress levels. The OCPD patient is a person who feels a strong need to connect their surroundings and the outcome of a given situation. Thus, trusting others to complete important tasks is difficult for them. If a task was not completed to the standard expected by the OCPD patient, they may redo the task to their preference without the knowledge of the others involved. This trait usually ensures that the tasks completed by an OCPD patient are done to the highest standards. However, it can also alienate those around the patient who may feel upset due to the lack of trust placed on them. Spouses may resent both the lack of confidence placed on them and the high demands of the OCPD patient. Evidently, this may cause a strain on the relationship between the OCPD patient and their spouse. Their strict adherence to high standards make people with OCPD excel in their careers. OCPD is unique among other disorders in such a way that the occupational function of OCPD patients themselves is unlikely to suffer. Rather, it is the potential strains in interpersonal relationships that may affect the career of OCPD patients. For example, the relationship between the OCPD patient and his or her employer may become strained if the OCPD patient believes that his or her method of completing a task is better than his or her employer's. Likewise, the lack of trust that an OCPD patient places on his or her coworkers will certainly cause difficulties. Furthermore, relationships with clients may be impeded due to the potential difficulty of working with a high-strung person such as the OCPD patient. The complications in relationships and the problems which arise in more personal relationships contribute to the classification of the above-mentioned traits as a personality disorder.